Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nazir Daf Lamid Zayin. We're learning today for Refuah Shleima for Chaim Ben Chama, a regular listener to the Shir who's undergoing the procedure today. Be'etz Hashem should be successful. B'so Shacholi Yisro. We're also learning Le'ili Nishmas, Lillian Ackerman, Hinda Leia Bas Shalom. We're also learning today a very special yard site. My aunt, a favorite aunt of mine, Berta Glatt, Pluma Sheva Bas Yechesku, whose yard site is today. A very special person in my life, the Yisus Hashem, all of our learning should be as close for all the neshamas that we've learned for. Okay, we spent the entire shiur yesterday discussing Abaye's opinion that why did Rabbi Yochanan say that the Pasuk, Rabbi Avo, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said that the Pasuk, v'chol mishras anovim lo yishteh, and we had said that Rabbi Avo said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the purpose of that pasuk was to teach us the concept of heter mitzarif le'isser. And Abaye said, is that the only place where Rabbi Yochanan would hold that heter mitzarif le'isser only by Naziris? And Abaye tried to prove for many other places, and each time Rav Dimi shot him down. And we concluded ultimately that the only place that Rabbi Avo said this in the name of Yochanan, heter mitzarif le'isser, was from Naziris, from the pasuk called Mishras Anovim Lo Yishteh. Today we have a total flip around, and we begin five lines from the top with the words Amalei Abaye, Lamed Zayin Aleph. Today we start off and saying Amalei Abaye. Abaye says to Rav Dimi, you know what? Mimai dahai mishras, the pasuk called mishras and avim lo yishteh lehetem itzarev liyisu hudiyasa. How do we know that even that one pasuk, that one area where everybody had agreed, Rabbi Avo said the name of Yochanan, and even Rav Dimi had agreed, and certainly Abaye had agreed yesterday, that pasuk is a source for heter mitzarif le'isser, that if a person has a chatzi zayis, let's say, of grapes, and a chatzi zayis of bread, so the isser is only less than the kezayis, nevertheless it combines with the heter mitzarif le'isser, to make the shear, so that pasuk, kol mishras anovim lo yishteh, how do we know that that's teaching us the din of heter mitzarif le'isser hudiyasa? Maybe Dilma, in fact, Abaye now wants to go full way the other way. Dilma li tein tam ki ikar hudiyasa. In fact, let's use this pasuk to teach us a very, very famous principle that tam ki ikar, that a taste that's imparted into something, if that taste is isser, so then that item has that status of isser, even though there is no substance there, it's just the taste. This is the din of tam ki ikar, that if you just have a taste, if you just have a flavor of the item, so we consider that as if it was the actual item be'en itself, and all the dinim, if that was an isser taste, so it's isser, the item has now the status of isser, just like if it was the actual substance itself. So Baye has essentially gone full circle here. Yesterday he said, oh, hetem itzarif le'isser is found all over the place, and we ultimately said, no, it's only, according to Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yochanan, found in the case of Naziris. Today, Abaye wants to suggest that it's not even found in Naziris. So the Gemara says, what? Really? Abaye? Ula Abaye. Yesterday, in the entire Shemei Kara, Kokashale, Mike, Dikama, Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi had brought down the din of Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yochanan, that said that Hetzim and Starf Lissu is only found by Naziris, so Abaye spent the whole Shemei yesterday, because most of them call Halein Tiyufta, and he questioned and questioned and questioned, said, no, Hetzim and Starf Lissu is also found over here, we found it over here, we found it over here, and we ultimately proved that that wasn't the case, and we were left with just what Rav Dimi had said in the name of Rabbi Avo, on Rabbi Yochanan, that had to start lister is only by Naziris because of the pasuk pro mishras anovim lo yishteh. And now you're telling me, hodor amale liten tam ki ikar? No, it's not even true by Naziris. In fact, there's no hetter mitzarif le'isser even by Naziris, and we want to use the pasuk kol mishras anovim lo yishteh to teach us this principle of tam ki ikar. So Gemara says, you know, Taka, Basar Dishani Lay, after Rav Dimi had schlugged up every attempt that Abaye had to say that Hetem and Starf Lisser by other Inyanim, so Abaye said, Taka, Amalei, maybe Dilma, Litein Tam Ki Ikar Hudiyasa, just like it's not true in any of those other places that Hetem and Starf Lisser, Taka, maybe it's not even true by Naziris that Hetem is Mitzarif Lisser, and in fact, this Kol Mishras Anovim Lo Yishteh is coming to teach us the very important principle of Tam Ki Ikar. That's what Abaye is now saying. So the Gemara says, where do we get this concept of Tam Ki Ikar? So, L'chi D'Tanya. That's based upon the following. The word Kol Mishras Anovim Lo Yishteh, the word Mishras, maybe the Brisa says is coming to teach us Tam Ki Ikar. That if you just have a taste, So that is like its actual substantive mamish iser, and therefore we view this as the taste itself being osir. For example, the Brisa says, Shem shara anavim b'mayim. Let's say somebody had grapes and he soaked them in water. V'yeshvim tam yayin. And there's no actual juice of the grape in the water, but the flavor of the grapes has now been imparted into the water. So the Brisa says, if there is tam over here of the grapes in the water, even though there's no substance of the grapes in the water, v'yeshvim tam yayin, this water now has the tam of wine, has the tam of the grapes inside of it, then you're a chayiv if you were to go and drink this if you are a nazir. Now, umikan atodon kol isur shebetorah, and this is the source, the Brisa says, of tam kikor for every other isur in the Torah, that this same din applies of tam kikor. This is a binyanab. We see that it's true over here by Naziris, the tam kikor, and we generalize it to all other isurim in the Torah. Uman nazir, and why is this? Why are we able to make a binyanav over here? Generalize this to all the other isurim, because uman nazir, the isurim by a nazir of drinking wine, she'ein isur isur olam. It's not a permanent isur. It's an isur, as Tosus points out in the Ramas, she'ein isur isur olam. It's the stam nazir islamid yom. It's 30 days normally. And new, even if it's a different amount, it's not normally isur olam. Again, unless the person makes himself into a nazir olam. But again, the normal naziris has a time specification to it. So if a nazir, which is not an Isser Olam, Tam Kikor applies, and the Ein Isser Isser Na, and there's not an Isser Na, and Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, but as Tosus points out, the same Tosus Shein Isser, he says, the Ein Isser Isser Na, the Tanya, because we learned the Gemara in Erevin, that Ma'arvin L'Nazir B'Yayin, that you can make an Erev Chatzeros with a Nazir, for a Nazir with wine, even though the Nazir can't drink it. So it's not an Isser Na to have wine for a Nazir. He can't drink it, but he's allowed to sell it. He happens to be a wine merchant, so he's allowed to sell it. Somebody gives him a bottle of wine, he can give it to somebody else. So the Ein Isuro Isra Na, there's no Isra Na for the Nazir to get benefit from wine, he's just not allowed to drink wine. The Yesh Hetel Isuro, and there's ultimately going to be Hetel Isuro, as Tosus says, the same Tosus, Yesh Hetel Isuro, Shiochel Lisho L'chocham, Afilu B'min Isro. Then if he wishes to, he can say, listen, I thought I could tolerate not having wine for 30 days, but I can't. So after 10 days, he goes to the Beis Din, he goes to the Talmud Chacham, and is Matir Nidro. So therefore, his Nesirus goes away. So therefore, we have three characteristics here that one would say that if Tam Kikor applies over here, so then it certainly should apply elsewhere. If it applies by a Nazir, who is not an Isser Olam, is not an Isser Anor, and Yesh Hetel Yisuro, nevertheless, the Torah said also about Tam Kikor, we say, strict over here, that the taste, the tam is considered like substance, even when we have all of these coolers by a nazir. So certainly by kilai hakerem, where you have none of these isurim, kilai hakerem would be if a person plants wheat, he has wheat and barley, according to everybody. If you plant wheat and barley and grapes together, so then that's kilai hakerem. She isurin isurolim. This is also forever. There is no time limitation on this. The growths over here of kilai hakerem are forbidden forever. There's an isur on them forever. And not only this is an isur to eat them, the isurin isur anah, you're not getting any hanah from this. And furthermore, vein hetel isurim. You can't go and be matin eder. There is no heter for the isur over here. So therefore, ain odin shiasa botam kikur. So certainly in this situation, where it's much stricter, so certainly we should have tam kikur. If you have by the much more lenient din of nazir, tam kikur, then binyanav, you can certainly generalize it to isurim like kilaya karet. Or, for example, v'u'adin la'arla v'shtayim. The same din would apply by arla, which has two of these three characteristics. Which two of these three characteristics does it have? So Tosos brings down over here in the Ramasal, v'u'adin la'arla v'shtayim. So he brings down first Rashi. He says, Pirish ha'kuntris, she'isura isur hanoa, that the isur by arla is an isur of hanoa as well. You can't get hanoa from arla. Growths from the tree in the first 3 years are also b'hanah. The ein heter li'isuro toch shalosh shel arla, and there is no heter during those 3 years. It's arla no matter what. It cannot have hataras nedarim. It can't have any other heter to it. Lo yutar li'olam. There is no way to make those produce in the first 3 years ever heter. But what Tosus says, it isn't like the pshat of the kuntres of Rashi. B'nir li devada isur isur olam. He says, yes, I agree with Rashi that it's an isur olam. However, avo yesh heter li isuro, there is a heter li isur, he says. Kamo b'shana revias. He says in the 4th year, it's mutter. You eat it in Yerushalayim. Or you can sell the produce and be poded and eat it in Yerushalayim, the money. The achle, you can go and redeem it for other achle. And you can go, in fact, eat it in Yerushalayim. Sheyesh lo takon leperos, ayde pidyon kemaisa sheni. The same din of maisa sheni applied to kerem revai. Shafu bishabo mi kerem arla, even though it comes from a vine that originated at arla, now it's mutter. So, therefore, Tosa says, for Rabbeinu Yom Tov ben Harav Yehuda pirish sheyesh heter liisuro, there is a heter liisuro, shemutu ligrom isuro. You're allowed to go and cause this isur. In other words, you're allowed to plant the tree. Go lintoa ilan. Ah, you're creating arla in the first years. No isur in doing that. So afim ye arla, even though it's going to become arla, as opposed to mashe enkein bikilai akarim, which you're not allowed to do. So that's what Tosa says is the two of the three. L'chein mutu liyadam lidor benazir. And likewise, a person could go and make an edu by nazir. So that's what it means, that there is a heter to it, that a person has a right to go and make arla. A person has a right to go and become a nazir, as opposed to kilai akarim. You have no right to go create kilai akarim. That's how Tosis explains the two of the three. The Rosh and the Ramaskav Uadin be'arla b'shtayim has a slightly different explanation. He says bebeis drachim. It has two similarities to kilai akarim. Number one, the isuro is surhanah. There's an isur hanah over here on both the karim, of the Kilaya Kerem, and of the Orla. The Ein Heter Liisuro B'toch Kimoshanim. The Rosh explains, no, during those 3 years, there is no Heter to it. And the Iser Olam Lekka. But for it being Osir forever, that's not true by Orla. It is true by Kilaya Kerem. Because L'mei Marba, the Lacha Gimimu Teres. Because he says that after the 3rd year, it is permissible. Okay. Bottom line is, so let's make a Binyan Av, the Braisa tells us, and basically say that if we find Tam Kikur by Nazir, we should find it by other Isurim as well. So therefore, that's what Abai is saying, that it, the Pasuk of Mishras Anovim Lo Yishteh, the whole Mishras Anovim Lo Yishteh, so in fact, that's teaching us not the din of Heter Mitzdarev Le'Isur, but it's teaching us the din of Tam Kikur. So Amalei Haumei Rabbanon, one of the Tamidim said to Abai, Rabbi Avo Ki Kamar L'Rabbi Akiva. No, that statement the Rav Dimi brought down, that Rabbi Yavoh says in Rabbi Yochanan that the apostle Komishas and Avon Lo Yishteh is to teach us the din of Hetim Tzarev L'Isser, that is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva does use this pasuk to teach us the principle of Hetim Tzarev L'Isser. Remember, we had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said that if you soaked bread in wine, and even though you didn't have the full amount of wine, kizayis, or as some had said, a revius is worth of wine, so nevertheless, the chatzi shear of wine that you had combines with the chatzi shear of bread that you had and makes it aser. So therefore, clearly Rabbi Akiva does hold heter mitzdarev l'iser, and therefore the pasuk of komishas anovim lo yishteh that Rabbi Avoh said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan comes to teach us this din of heter mitzdarev l'iser is needed according to Rabbi Akiva. So more questions, which Rabbi Akiva are you saying? Is it Rabbi Akiva from our Mishnah? Hey Rabbi Akiva, ilim Rabbi Akiva dehocha, the Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah that just I just said the din, the tan, that we learned in our Mishnah, Rekiv Omer, Afilu Shar Pito B'yayin, V'yesh Bo Kidei Letzarev Kizayis Chayub, that if you have bread that you dip into wine, and you have together to make up a Kizayis between the wine and the bread, then you will be Chayub, so that's Hetim Mitzarev Litzar, so who says that's what Rabbi Kiva is thinking on Mishnah? Umi Mai, maybe, in fact, Dilma, in our Mishnah, Dilma Hu De'iko Kizayis V'eina, in fact, there was a kezias worth of the wine, and you're eating it with bread. But the teaching over here is to teach us, remember, that what's the chiddush if you're drinking a kezias worth of eating, a kezias worth of wine, of course you're going to be over. So no, maybe the chiddush is, lafuki mitanakama, as opposed to the opinion of the Tanakama, the Amar Ashi Yishte Revis Yayin. There was a machokis as to what is the shear. Is it the larger shear of a Revis Yayin, or the smaller shear of a kezias Yayin? And therefore, the chiddush of a Mishnah isn't that if you drink a kezias that you're over the Isser. The chiddush is that, as opposed to the shear that says you have to have a revius of wine, so Rabbi Kiva is coming along to be machmir and says, even if you only have a kezias of wine, then you're going to be over the Isser. But nothing to do with hetim tzarev l'Isser. So in fact, you can't say that the Rabbi Kiva of our Mishnah is the one that teaches us hetim tzarev l'Isser, because maybe you actually have a kezias of wine. And the Chiddush was a Kizayis versus the Revius, and not Hetim Tzarev L'Isser. So it can't be that Rabbi Akiva. So which Rabbi Akiva is it that the Talmud was telling us that that's what Rabbi Avoh is telling us in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and Hetim Tzarev L'Isser is according to Rabbi Akiva? Elo, the Gemara says, it must be the Rabbi Kiva in the following Brisa. Rabbi Kiva the Brisa, what is that? The Tanya. We learn the Brisa that it says, Befeirish over here, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Nozir Shishor Pito B'yayin V'yocho Kizayis Mipas U'miyayin. There wasn't enough of a Kizayis of wine. And it's only when you combine the wine and the pas together, does that demonstrate Hetim and Starav Lisser, Chayiv, in that situation, you're Chayiv. Oh, this Rabbi Kiva in the Brisa is the Chiddush that Rabbi Kiva holds that Heter is Mitzaref L'Isser, and when Rabbi Yavo said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the apostle, Kol Mishras Anovim, Lo Yishteh, is coming to teach us Heter Mitzaref L'Isser, it's only according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. But in fact, the Chachamim hold that this pasuk is Kol Mishras Anovim, Lo Yishteh, is coming to teach us Tam Ki Ikar. Now, Amalei Rav Acha, Bered, the Rav Abiel, Rav Ashi, so Rav Acha, the son of Rav Abiel, says to Rav Ashi, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Komokim Le Lahayv Chol Mishras to teach us the din of Lehetim and Starf Leisur. So where does Rabbi Akiva learn out Litin Tam Ki Ikar Minole? Abaye said that the Chachamim used the pasuk Chol Mishras of Avim to teach us now Tam Ki Ikar, and it's only Rabbi Akiva that uses the pasuk to teach us Hetim and Starf Leisur. But Tam Ki Ikar is a principle that Rabbi Akiva agrees to. If he doesn't learn it out from Chol Mishras and Avim, so where does Rabbi Akiva learn out this universal din of Tam Ki Ikar? So the Gemara says, Yolef Mibasa B'cholov. He learns it out from the din that you're not allowed to go cook together, eat together, Basa and Cholov. Lav Tam B'almahu. Now, isn't this talking about just the taste of the Basa in the Cholov or the Cholov in the Basa? It doesn't have to be Mamashas, and yet it's Asar. So this is the source for learning out the din of Tam Kikar. Hochanami Loshda. So once you learn it out by Basa B'cholov, you learn it out and generalize it as a Binyanav to every place else in the Torah. So the Basar B'cholov is a source of this din. Tosos asks, in Tam Ki Ikar Minole, he says, maybe Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold from this. Bim Tomer, V'duma, Leslay. Maybe Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold Tam Ki Ikar. Why are we looking for a Pasuk? Maybe he doesn't hold it. So Tosos says, no, V'yesh Lomar, Divadai, it definitely, Ilo Dishamina, Mikra Achrina, Tam Ki Ikar, Lohavamuke, Mishras, Lehetim, Itzav Lisa. If there was no other source, then Rabbi Akiva would not have used the pasuk Kol Mishras and Avim to teach us Hetim and Starf Leisur. He would have used the pasuk to teach us Tam Kikar. It's only because he has another pasuk to teach us Tam Kikar from Basar B'cholov, does in fact he have the availability of the pasuk Kol Mishras and Avim Lo Yishteh to teach us Hetir Mitzdarif Leisur. Okay, so now we basically are saying that Rabbi Akiva uses the pasuk Kol Mishras and Avim Lo Yishteh to teach us Hetim and Starf Leisur, and uses the din of Basar B'cholov, where it doesn't have to be substantive, it just has to be the taste. You have a little bit of the taste of the chalav in the basar, so that makes it asr, and that's the paradigm for Tam Ki Ikar. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. No, the Rabbanan. Now, the Rabbanan, they have the pasuk, Kol Mishras Anavim, Lo Yishteh, they use that to teach us the din of Tam Ki Ikar, we said. That was what Abaye now said in today's shir. So, Mi Basar B'cholav, Lo Gabrinam, why don't they learn now from Basar B'cholav? After all, why don't they say, like Rabbi Akiva, that the din of Tam Ki Ikar is learned out from Basar B'cholov? So they say because Basar B'cholov is the Chiddushu. It's a unique din, it's a Chiddush, and therefore we can't go and generalize that as a Binyanav. Now why not? My Chiddushu, what is this Chiddush over here? What is this unique thing that makes you not able to generalize the din of Tam Ki Ikar from Basar B'cholov to every place else in the Torah, like Rabbi Akiva did? Why do the Chachamim say you can't do that? My chidushi, what's the chiddush over here? If you're going to tell me ilema dahai luchudei, dahai luchudei share, if you're going to tell me that basar in and of itself, kosher meat is kosher, and kosher milk is kosher. So each one of these two, when they're separate, are both heter gomer. It's only when you combine them that they makes it aser, and that's unique. Two heter things combined to make something that's aser, so therefore you can't generalize it to every place else. So Gemara says, no, it's only uba hadadi hadadi that they're aser, and therefore it's unique. So Gemara says, kilayim nami. Kilayim is the same thing. You have two animals that aren't allowed to plow together. So each one can plow by itself. So it's heter and heter, and you combine it, it's usser. You have two animals that are allowed to mate with their own species, not allowed to mate them together, and now you mate them together. Or you have two produce that you're allowed to grow the meat separately, you're not allowed to grow them together. So kilayim nami is heter, heter, luchude, yishare, but ubahadode, hadode, usser. So it's the same thing. So therefore, why is kilayim any different than basar b'cholov? So therefore, that can't be the Chiddush by Basar B'cholov that the Chachamim say you can't generalize it to everything else. Elul Gemara says, "De'i tarule kule yoma b'chalava." Even if you soak meat all day in milk, technically it's shari. At least on a Darais level, the meat will not absorb the milk, even if it's soaking in it less than a full day. If it's soaking in 23 hours, it won't become basar b'chalav. Midrabbanan, we won't let you eat something like that. But midaraisa, it's not called basar b'chalav. So even though it's soaking all day, up to 24 hours, so then, l'kula yoma b'chalava, it's still shari. Nevertheless, umavashale, but if you cook it for a minute, umavashale, bishule osu. Then it becomes an isra basar b'chalav. So this is a chiddush, and therefore, that's why you can't generalize the din of tam kikar by basar b'chalav to the rest of the Torah. And that's why the chacham made the pasuk, komishas enough lo yishta, to teach us the din of tam kikar. They don't have it free to learn out heter mitzdarif l'isra, like Rabbi Akiva does. No. What did Rabbi Akiva say about that? Rabbi Akiva, nami basar b'chalav chiddushu. No, taka. This is a chiddush that you can soak it all day and it's not basar b'chalav. You cook it for a little bit, it's basar b'chalav. Isn't that a chiddush? And how come Rabbi Akiva is not concerned about generalizing that as a binyan av to everything else? Elo, the Gemara says, you taka, right? And we turn to Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. That's not the source. Basar b'chalav is not the paradigm for tam kikar. Elo, Rabbi Akiva is going to darshan tam kikar yolif mi giule ovdei kochavim. He's going to learn it out from the fact that if there's tam of the trefa stuff that the guy had cooked in his pots and pans, so that trefa stuff will come out, the blios, the taste will come out from the pans and come into your food and make it aser. Because the Torah tells the Omer Achmona, kol dover asher yovo ba'esh, anything that came through fire, so yavir ba'esh v'toy, you have to go and put it through fire. You have to go and kasher it. If the blios came in with fire, the only way to get the blios out is via fire as well. Therefore, l'neimra the asiri. That comes to teach us over here that the blios are also until you kasher it, until you burn them out. So they're going to stay inside and ruin anything that you cook in that pot. So the blios will come out. So therefore, tam kikar is learned out from Geule Kalim. So, Giulei Ovdei Kochavim, Lav Taim B'Amahu, V'Yosur, that's only Blios, that's only Tam. You clean the pot out. There's no schmaltz on the walls of the pot. Nevertheless, the Blios, the Tam, is inside the walls of the pot, and it will come out if you cook something in there. So, you cook a chicken soup in there, the Tam of the Chazir that they cooked in that pot will come out into your chicken soup and go and ask your chicken soup. Oh, clearly see from Giulei Kalim, the Tam Ki Ikar, so Hachanami, we can generalize that to every other place in the Torah, Lo Shna. There is no uniqueness to this din of Giulei Ovei Kochavim, and therefore, if Tam Ki Ikar applies over here, so Tam Ki Ikar applies every place else. And therefore, that's the source for Rabbi Akiva, teaching us Tam Ki Ikar, and therefore, he has the pasuk of Mishra Sanavim to go teach us Hetim and Stav L'Isser. No, the Gemara says, Ulu Rabbanon Nami, so then why don't the Chachamim learn out from Giulei Ovei Kochavim, and therefore they would have the pasuk free as well of Komishas and Oven Lo Yishtet to teach us Hetim and Stav L'Isser, which they don't. They use that pasuk Komishas and Oven to teach us Tam Kikar. Why don't the Chachamim L'Rabbanon Nami Tepuk L'Hu Migulei Ovei Kochavim? Why don't they learn it out from Giulei Ovei Kochavim, Tam Kikar there, and generalize it to everything else? So what would the Chachamim say? Amalei. Now this is Rav Ashi saying back to the son of Rav Acha, Berev Avia. That was the original person who asked this question. He said, also, by Geulei Ovdei Kochavim, we respond to him that Hosam Chiddushu. It's also a Chiddush. Just like we said, it was a Chiddush by Basar B'chalav, so too by Geulei Ovdei Kochavim, there's a Chiddush here that doesn't allow you to generalize it to the rest of the Torah. Toha B'chalav Torah Kula, in regards to every place else in the Torah, no Saint Tam Lufgam is mutu. When you impart a negative taste, a bad taste, a spoiled taste, that's called Lufgam. It ruins it. So if you have a blios inside of a pot that are negative blios, they're not tasting good. And we say every place else that negative blios, tam lifgam, is actually mutter. But by Geulei, begabe Geulei Ovdei Kochavim, it is osur. So therefore, this is a chiddush over here, that even tam lifgam is osur by Geulei Ovdei Kochavim, and therefore you can't generalize this to every place else. Nudigmar says, now what does Rabbi Akiva do with that? After all, he also agrees with Tam Lufgam, and if this is a unique din, it's a Chiddush by Geulei Ovdei Kochavim, how can he generalize it? So we have the same question that we just answered. That's why the Chachamim don't learn out from Geulei Ovdei Kochavim. So how can Rabbi Akiva do that? Rabbi Akiva Nami, her Chiddushu. So Rabbi Akiva, this would also be a Chiddush that it's Tam Lufgam is Mutter. So how does Rabbi Akiva use this as a general din, as a binyan av? So Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya. So Rav Huna Bar Chiya says, very simple. He says, Lo Asra Torah Ela Likdera Bas Yoma. The Torah is speaking about only when it's not Tam Lufgam. It's only within the first 24 hours when the tastes that come out from the blios of this pot are Latov, they're not lifgam, they're actually for good. In the first 24 hours, the taste that comes out is going to be a positive taste. And therefore, lo osra Torah, this din of giulei of the chum, that you have to go and kasha the pot, only applies technically minat Torah for the first 24 hours. Midah rabbanan, we apply it even for tam lifgam. But midah oraisa, lo osra Torah, ela lekdera bas yomo. Only if, in fact, it was used within the last 24 hours do the blios come out, letov, and therefore it's not tam lefgam. The lav nosein tam lefgamu, and that's when the Torah says you have to do giloi kochavim, therefore there is no chiddush, and that's how Rabbi Kiva generalizes it to everything else. No, that's taka good teretz. No, why don't the Rabbanan use that teretz? The Rabbanan, how come they say no, it's still called tam lefgam, even within the first 24 hours? So they hold, kidei rabas yomanami, yevshod lo pogma purta. Even within the first 24 hours, while yes, overall it may impart a positive taste, but there's still some negative taste there as well, and therefore that's a chiddush that it still applies gilei of chacham, even though it's tam lefgam, and therefore they can't generalize it. But Rabbi Kiva can, and that's the source of the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and the chachamim. Rabbi Akiva has another source for tam ki'ikar, specifically giulei ovde kochavim, and that can be generalized. It's not a chiddush because in the first 24 hours there's no tam lefgam, and therefore there's no chiddush, and it can be generalized. And that's why Rabbi Akiva learns this out tam ki'ikar from giulei ovde kochavim, and therefore he has the pasuk komishas anovim lo yishteh to come and teach us the din of hetam b'tzarf le'iser. But the Chachamim don't have this pasuk. They say that this is a chiddush because even within the first 24 hours there's going to be a little bit of tam lefgam, and therefore you can't generalize it to everything else because it's a chiddush, and therefore they don't have this din of Yulei Odechov to teach us the general din of tam kikur to call it Torah Kula, and therefore they need Komishas Adam Lo Yishteh to teach us tam kikur, and they don't have it available to teach us Heter Mitztarif Le'Isser. Again, we have another question. Amalei Rav Acha b'Reider Rav Avi l'Ravashi. Another question that Rav Acha, who's the son of Rav Avi, says to Ravashi, Midira Bana Nishma l'Rabbi Kiva. Wait, from this way that we just understood the Chachamim, let us now generalize something to Rabbi Akiva that's going to be a little bit of a problem. After all, Lav Amrei Rabbanon, Hai Mishras Litein Tam Kikar. We just explained that the Chachamim used the pasuk of Mishras Anavim Lo Yishteh to teach us Tam Kikar. And then, umikan, they go and make a binyanav, atadol l'chol yisurim shebetorah. They then generalize that din of komishas anav no yishteh, of tam ki'ikar, to the rest of the kol ha-torah kula. And therefore, mikan atadol l'chol yisurim shebetorah. So that binyanav is a good binyanav for komishas anav no yishteh, for tam ki'ikar. So why isn't it good for Rabbi Akiva to teach us, he learns out from the pasuk komishas anav no yishteh, the din of hetim staf l'iser, so use that also, l'Rabbi Akiva nami. According to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, that Komishas Anovim is coming to teach us Heter Mitztarif Le'Isser, the Komokim Le'Lahai, Komishas Anovim Lo'Yishteh Mishras Leheter Mitztarif Le'Isser. So also generalize that to the rest of the Kolakar Torah Kula. Le'ma Mikana Hatadon L'Chol Yisurim Shebetorah, that Heter is Mitztarif Le'Isser. Just like the Chachamim used this pasuk Komishas Anovim to come and generalize the din of Tam Ki'ikar to call a Torah Kula, why doesn't Rabbi Akiva come to use the pasuk Komishas Anovim to teach us the din of Hetim and Starat Lisser and generalize it to call a Torah Kula? So that's the question that Rav Acha Bered, the Rav Avi asked to Rav Ashi. And Amalei, Rav Ashi responds back to him, he says, no, you can't do that. Why not? Vishom, because they have a Nazir, this din of Nazir that we learn out, Hetim and Starat Le'Isser, and the other din of the Chatas. We'll see in a moment what that means in regards to a Chatas imparting its status into something that is Heter, so we're Mitztarif Heter Le'Isser by Chatas as well. And therefore, these are two dinim. It didn't have to tell me both. So once you tell me two dinim, when they could have learned out a binyan out from one of them, and then you have the Torah mentioning a second time that din, that's a general rule called the Kol Beis Suvim Aboim Ki'achod Ein Milandim. So therefore, Rav Ashi answers Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Avia as follows. Amalei, Mishum Devi Nozir v'chatas beis k'suvim b'ayin ki'echad. There are two times that it teaches us his din of Hetim Mitzarif L'Isser, once by Nozir, once by Chatas, which we'll see in a moment. And therefore, since only one was necessary to teach me this rule should be generalized, when you have two times telling me this din, it's bedafka to tell me not to generalize it. The whole base k'suvim b'ayin ki'echad. Since you have two dinim teaching me the same thing, when I could have just had it one place and would have generalized it to every place else, the fact that the Torah writes it twice teaches me, chol beis k'suvim b'ayin ki'echad, eim alam din bedafka, you can't go and generalize it to every place else. So Nazir, the din of Nazir, komishas anav lo yishteh, ha'adamar, that we know. What's the din of Chatas? Chatas Mahi. Where do we find that Chatas also teaches us Hetim and Starav L'Isser, and therefore you can't generalize it to Kol HaTorah Kula? The Tanya. Because we learn the following brisa. The pasuk tells us, "Kol asher yigadiv sara yikdash." If you have something that touches the chatas meat, and the chatas meat now combines with this other heter item, so then the other item will have the status of the chatas meat. So, for example, if you have shlomim meat that mixes together with chatas meat, so we are going to treat the shlomim now with the same stringencies that the chatas had. So the heter mitzaref le'isser over here would apply even if you had a chatzi zayis of chatos and a chatzi zayis of shlomim, and they go mixed together, so we treat this with the stringencies of a chatos. Or, theoretically, if the shlomim was more stringent, we would treat it with the stringencies of a shlomim. How could a shlomim be more stringent than a chatos? A chatos is only eaten for one day and the night afterwards, and it's only eaten by perchei kahuna, whereas a shlomim is eaten for 2 days and the night in between. It can be eaten by anybody. So the answer would be, if it's on the second day of the shlomim, so the second day of the shlomim, you only have the rest of that day to eat it. So that night, you can't eat it, whereas it mixed with the chatas that was shechted that day, so the chatas could still be eaten that night. So you're actually making it stricter by giving it the dinim of a shlomim in that situation. In any event, this pasuk, kol asher yigab b'sar yikdash, teaches us in heter is mitzaref l'iser in this fashion. Yochol afilu shelo bala. I would have said, that even if there was no blias, even if there was no absorption from the chatas into the shlomim, that this din would apply. Talmud Lomar, no, biv sarah, it has to come into it, ad sheyivla biv sarah, until you actually have contact of substance between the chatas and the heter item, or the more heter item, the shlomim. Ad sheyivla biv sarah. And therefore, when it says yikdash, lios kamoa, that comes to teach us that when you have biv sarah, when you have this merging, if you wish, of the chatas and let's say the shlomim, so then you give it the status of the stricter of the two. Yikdosh lios kamoa. Shim psula hi pasel. If the chatas is going to become, for whatever the reason, no longer able to be eaten, let's say it becomes nosar, so then the shlomim, which technically is not yet nosar, would also not be allowed to be eaten. Yim kshera, and if in fact it is allowed to be eaten, you have to eat it. Teyachel kichomor sheba. You have to eat it with the chumris that you have it to eat it with. So, for example, chatz can only be eaten by pirchei kuna. A shlomim can be eaten by regular people. So then this mixture would now only be allowed to be eaten by pirchei kuna, by young male kohanim. So therefore, in this situation, that's the steak suv maboy kecha, because this also teaches us the din of hetim and starf le'isser. But since we have it now by nazir and by chatz, so therefore the din is not applicable to be generalized as a binyanav to every place else because of steak suv maboy kecha ein melamdin. Okay, so now you can't generalize it, but the Rabbanan let the Chacham learn out over here that Hetim Mitzdarv Le'isser from the Din of Chatos, just like Rabbi Akiva does, so let them learn out as well, Hetim Mitzdarv Le'isser, so it should be true, at least by Chatos. Rabbi Akiva says you can't generalize with Shnei Ksuvim, so let the Chacham say, at least let's learn out Hetim Mitzdarv Le'isser by the Din of Chatos. So where it says, no, the Chacham hold, Tzriche, you need both of these Psukim, both Komisha Sanom Lo Yishta and the din of Chatas to teach us Tam Ki Ikar. And why do you need two psukim? Tzrichi, you need two psukim here to teach us this. Rabbi Akiva says you only need one. But they hold you need two. Because the Ikos of Rachmana Gabe Chatas, if you only taught us the din of Tam Ki Ikar in regards to Chatas, so then you know what I would have said? Hav Amina Nazir Lo Osi Mina. You couldn't learn out Nazir from Chatas. Why? Mishum de Nazir Mikdashim Lo Yafina. Because the din of Chatas is a din by Kachim, and Nazir is a din of Chulin, essentially. So therefore, you can't learn out from Kachim to a din by Chulin. Ah, so then you just write it by Nazir, because of Rachmona Gabi Nazir, and I'll generalize it to every place else. No, you can't do that either, because Nazir has a stringency to it as well. Havamina mi Nazir liyafini. You can't learn out from Nazir to anything else, because Mishum de Chomer Yisure, and Nazir's Yisurim are very, very Chomer, because Dafilu Chartson Osule. Not only is the grape juice, the wine, or the grape itself also, but even the chartzanim adzog. Again, we had a whole machlokis, what chartzan means. Does it mean the seed, or does it mean the skin? So whichever opinion you hold of chartzan, it's osur. And that's not something that normally is edible. It is edible, so that's why it's osur, as opposed to, like say, we said the branches, shavishna, we said the other day, it's not osur for the nazir to eat, but something that's only partially edible, such as the seed or the skin, so that also is included. So therefore, Nazir is a stricter Isser, and therefore, Hilkach lo asumine, you can't learn it out from one alone, and that's why you need both of these psukim, according to the Chachamim, to teach us Tam Ki Ikar. No, why did Rabbi Akiva say that same thing? Rabbi Akiva, what would he say to this? So Amalach, Rabbi Akiva would answer, no, Lamay Tzricha, what are you telling me that you need both of them? I understand, yeah, from Kachim you couldn't learn out to Nazir. Bishlama, Ikasarech Lona Chatos, if you told me the din by Chatos, Logamai Nazimina, you couldn't learn out Nazir from that because of the din, the Chulam Ikachim, Logamina. Yeah, that I agree with you. So that's why he couldn't just write it by Kachim. But by Nazir it writes it, Elo, Lichto Rechmona bin Nazir. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, just tell me the din by Nazir, and I'll be able to generalize it to every place else. The Teisei Chatos Minei, and I would learn how Chatos from there as well, because the whole Kol Yisurim Shebe Torah, all Yisurim in the Torah, Kol Gamrei Min Nazir, could be learned out from Nazir. So that's why Rabbi Akiva says, no problem to learn this out from Nazir. And not like the Chachamim who say Tzrichei, that you need both of them. No, the Rabbanon, why don't they agree with Rabbi Akiva that you don't need both of them? So Amri Loch, they would say, Chatos leheter mitzdarif leiser. They need the din of Chatos to teach me heter mitzdarif leiser. However, the chulin mi kachim lo gamrinan. They don't allow you to learn out this din from kachim to chulin. Chulin from kachim lo gamrinan. And they hold umishras, that which we have by Nazir, is litain tam ki ikar. And that comes to teach us din of tam ki ikar. Mikana tadon lecholi surim shem Torah. And that, therefore, is generalized to all the surim in the Torah. No, why doesn't Rabbi Akiva hold like that? Rabbi Akiva, he says, no, Tarvayu lehetim mitzav l'isser. He says both the din of Nazir and the din of Chatas are both needed to teach us the din of hetim mitzav l'isser. And therefore, v'havalu shnei k'suvim bo'im k'echad, v'ho shnei k'suvim bo'im k'echad in lam. That's why you can't do a binyan av. So all the shitas are okay now. Everything is fine. And the Gemara concludes with one more question. Amalei Ravashi l'Rav Kahana. Ravashi says to Rav Kahana, wait a second. El ha de Tanya, that which we learned in the following brisa, we said mikolasher yeyotzeh migefena yayin. That pasuk was a general statement telling us that anything that comes from the gefen hayayin is going to be aser. So limit alisuri nazir shemitzdarifim zemzeh. That pasuk comes to teach us that you can be mitzdarif one item with another item to make up the shear of a kizayis when it comes to two different isurim. So you could have the grape combining with the zogin, or you can have one Isser item of Nazir, combining with another Isser of Nazir to go and make the shear of a Kizayis. Now, wait a second. According to Rabbi Akiva, if you're telling me the Rabbi Akiva, Hashli Yesh Lomar, Hetim Mitzdarif L'Isser, according to Rabbi Akiva, he uses Kol Pasuk, Kol Mishras, and Lo Yishted to teach us the din of Hetim Mitzdarif L'Isser. So if Heter can be Mitzdarif to Isser, so you can have bread, which is Heter, no problem for the Nazir to eat the bread, to be mitzdarif with the Isser wine, Chatzi Zayis of wine, and a Chatzi Zayis of bread, they can combine. So if Heter can combine with Isser, so Isser le Isser mibayin, would I need a pasuk of Mikol Asher Yisem Migefen Hayayin to teach me that Isser can combine with Isser? If Heter can combine with Isser to make the shear, so certainly Isser can combine with Isser to make the shear. So Gemara says, Amalei, Rav Kahana answers Rav Ashi, and he says, no, Heter le Isser bevasachas. When do we say hetim mitzdarif l'isser? If you eat the bread and the grapes infusing the bread, the juice infusing the bread, all together at the same time. But if you had bread now, and then a half an hour later, you had the chatzi shear of the grapes, that wouldn't combine. You can't say, well, I had a half a shear of bread, and now I have a half a shear of wine. Let's combine them. No, it's only bevas achas they can combine. So that's why the pasuk Kol Mishras Adom Lo Yishted teaches us only if you eat them bevas achas. However, isser le'isser, if two things are isser, the pasuk Kol Mishras Yisur Begefen Hayayin, the isurim can combine, they don't have to be eaten together. Isser le'isser, apilu bezachar zeh, even if you have, let's say, the chatzi shir of zog right now, and then you have the chatzi shir of anovim right afterwards, not together, not bevas achas, but one after the other. So the Gemara is telling us, isser le'isser, apilu bezachar zeh, would be usher. So that's why you need both of the pasuk Kol Mishras Anovim Lo Yishted to teach us that heter is mitzdarif l'isser, and because she isser migefen hayayin, that you need to tell me that isser be isser is also mitzdarif, but not bevasachas even. It's even mitzdarif bezeh achar zeh. And finally, we have the pasuk because she isser migefen hayayin. What does Rabbi Shimon do with that pasuk? We learned previously Rabbi Shimon, and we turn to Lamech Chesed Aleph. The last late seer, he doesn't hold that you need to be mitzdarif over here. He says that any amount is going to be usher. So he doesn't need the pasuk to teach us that isser is mitzdarif le'itzer. So mikol sheyasa migefen hayayin, my dorish bay, what does Rabbi Shimon do with this pasuk? So we had this early in the Masechta on the Lach. Rabbi Shimon would say, I need this pasuk mikol sheyasa migefen hayayin, how mi boyele la'olam Eino Nazir Achi Yazir Mikula. That a Nazir who says, I only want to be a Nazir from grapes, but I want to be able to be a Tamei Mesa, I want to be cutting my hair. So he's not a Nazir according to Rabbi Shimon. According to the Chachamim, if you take upon yourself any aspect of Naziris, the whole Naziris, the whole kit and caboodle comes on board. But Rabbi Shimon says, no, unless you formally accept the entire package of Naziris, because of the pasuk, because Shir Seven, you get from a Yayin, if you only accept part of it, you're not a Nazir. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Shimon does with the pasuk, because Shir Seven, you get from a Yayin, and therefore, Baruch Hashem, we resolved all of the issues that we've had with the different Shitos, how to teach out Tam Ki'ikar, how to teach Hetim Itzav Lisa, where it is applicable, and with this, we conclude today's Shir. Again, I want to mention that specifically that we learned today's Shir, Lili Nishmas, my aunt. We also learned that Lili Nishmas, Lilian Ackerman, Hindaleya Bas Shalom, my aunt, Bluma Sheva Bas Yecheskel, all the Nishans we learned for Shevna Leah from our learning. Have a wonderful day.